Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
And this is the Insider Report.
So let your ears do the walking as we fill you in on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. Hello, Kat. First weekend of the play. How you doing?
Yes. I guess you always ask me, like, how my weekend went. Yeah. I spent my entire weekend at the Playhouse, sometimes seem to do on a semi-monthly basis. But Almost Maine opened this weekend, and we had lovely crowds throughout the weekend, and I'm so proud of my actors. They seem to do a really good job up there, and I'm proud of all the hard work that they put into it, so...
Hey, good time. So the first weekend was a good one. And what, you got two more left?
There are two weekends left.
We'll be talking about it later in the show, but I just want to make sure. Yeah. Yep. And then Ray, I guess our producer, went and checked it out. So what do you think?
These guys just amaze me. It seems like everything they do better than they did the last time. And this play is like eight little vignettes, and each one is quirky and fun and funny. Except for one of them that was not funny. It was a little too real for me, but it was great. Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it. I've told everybody I know, which everybody in this room, I'll bet, I guess, but that it was a great play.
That's very cool. Very good.
No, I was telling my cast, I ended up taking the one that he says is not so funny. It has a more dramatic bend to it, and I told my cast I took it because everybody wants the comedy, but I'll take any flack for any sadness that anybody feels on that. But it's nice, too, because it punches up the happy moments in the rest of the
play. Yeah, I like the way you explained that when you said that it's like, well, you have to have a little bit of, you know, some of the sad, so the happier moments are even happier. Yeah.
I lent the Pelican Players some snowsuits to wear during this play, and when they came out with them all zipped up. Now, these are heavy-duty snowsuits that I wore in Alaska. And I don't know how long they've been, and I'm thinking, these poor people are suffering wearing that, and they have them all zipped up in a... And then I find out they have long johns and everything underneath them. They deserve some, I don't know, above and beyond credit.
Oh, I'm telling you, man, I was wondering about that because when I did The Grinch, you know, that outfit just had no ventilation. And I always described it was like wearing a heated blanket under a big heavy carpet. I mean, you know, and then trying to, by the time I was done with the play, you know, each time my face was like, the green was all over the place. But yeah, I was wondering about them suits because those things were heavy duty.
So. Well, I was going to say, if you're going to see it for anything, see it for them in those snowsuits waddling around on the stage trying to move.
Oh, wow. So built
it's
that
kind
one
of adorable.
Very cool. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, all right. Well, I just had a regular weekend too and everything. And, you know, I had the grandson and all that good stuff. So I had some fun. And just working on some different projects and all that good stuff. But we might as well just get into the show. I think we got plenty of material here, so we might as well just get going.
Yeah, let's look at the schedule for February. So at the 101 Bar and Grill, on Mondays, they have steak served up until closing at 6 p.m. Tuesday is Taco Tuesday from 11 a.m. till 6 or till supplies run out. And it's also a karaoke night from 8 to closing. Wednesday's another karaoke night beginning at 8 p.m. On Thursday, they have an enchilada special and an open mic night with Scott Perry. On Friday, they have their DJ and drink specials, another DJ on Saturday, and on Sunday, they have karaoke from 8 to midnight. And also on the 18th of this month, they have a new residence meet and greet. This will happen from 6 to 8 p.m. They have free goodie bags to the first 30 new residents.
Yeah, I see that meet and greet thing is becoming a trend through the town, you know, and everything. So that's really nice. That's really nice. Always room for something new, that's for sure. Hey, at Latitude 42 Sports Bar and Grill, they got happy hour Monday through Friday at 4 to 6. On Monday, there's an 8-ball tournament at 7. On Tuesday, it's Taco Tuesday, dine-in only from 11 to 7. Wednesday is Wing Wednesday, dine-in only 11 to 7, and they have a 9-ball tourneys going on at 7 p.m. Thursday, it's karaoke from 9 to midnight. Friday, it's lion dancing from 6:30 to 8:30, followed by karaoke from 9 to midnight. Actually, you know what? Thursday karaoke, it was supposed to be changed on here. It's actually 8 p.m., 8 p.m. to midnight now on Thursday. And then Friday, they have it 9 to midnight. And Saturday, it's the Bucket of Beer specials. And on Sunday, they got the Sports TV and Loaded Bloody Marys from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. On the 14th, they have the Paint and Sip Party going on from 1 to 3. On the 22nd, they have the Irie Rockers at 9 p.m. And on the 29th, they have Chris and Wendy at 9 p.m. And if you're confused at watching what I did, I forgot to make the changes on these paperwork, but I remembered it in my head. There was I got corrections yesterday. Yeah, you're reading what I'm. You're like, he's not. That's not reading right. Yeah,
that's all right.
It's we'll a Monday it here at the show. It's always fun.
And at the Inateca in Crescent City, they have Trivia Thursdays from 6 to 8. On the 14th, they'll host the Mighty Steelheads. On the 21st, Bob and A1. On the 28th, the Italian Guys. The 29th, Cut It Like the Kings. And going into March a little ways, on the 6th, they'll have the Italian Guys.
Oh, yeah, and that's Bob and Al. I'm sorry. Oh. I know it looks like a one to me. I was going to go, that would be cool, though, A1. All right. And up in Grants Pass at the Laughing Clam on the 14th, they've got the Tim Mitchell Duo going on at 7. On the 15th, they got the Barefoot Servants at 6. On the 21st, they have Jim Lesher and the Western Express at 7 p.m., and on the 22nd, they have Over the Moon at 6. That's a couple weeks out at the Laughing Clam.
And at the Beachfront Bistro, they have Gil Kirk playing on the keyboards Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 6 to 9.
Oh, yeah. Hey, at Porta Pines Brewing Company, on the 13th, they got Steve Berg at 7. On the 14th, they got Cut It Like the Kings at 8. On the 15th, it's Sponge at 8. On the 20th, it's Elwood at 7. And on the 21st, it's Anna J at 8 p.m.
And Chris and Wendy are playing on the 29th at Latitude 42.
Yeah, and then Vista Pub, they got jazz on Thursdays. All music starts at 7. On the 21st, they have the Italian Guys at 6 p.m. On the 28th, it's Cam McVeigh. And then on 3/20, out another month, they'll have the Italian Guys again. So, yeah.
And Lon Goddard is playing on the 14th at Checo Brewing Co. at 6 p.m. On the 20th, he'll be at Brian Scott Gallery's Brown Bag Lunch from 11:30 to 1:30. On the 21st, he'll be at Kuntai at 6 o'clock. And on the 28th, he'll be playing at the Brookings Elks Lodge at 6.
Yeah, and then Rap Brush individual schedule. He's on the 14th. He'll be at the Brookings Elks Lodge with Jurassic Country. On the 22nd, he'll be at Checo Brewing Company. And on the 28th, he'll be at the Kuntai.
And the Italian Guys are playing on the 14th at Fat Irish's Valentine's Day event from 6 to 8. On the 15th, they'll be at Kuntai from 6 to 8. On the 20th, they have Brookings Got Talent at Kuntai at 5:30. On the 21st, Vista Pub at 6. And on the 28th, they'll be playing at Inateca from 7:30 to 10.
Yeah, and then at the Backstreet Bar, they've got the left-right center game going on Saturday nights at 6:30. And on the 15th, they're going to have Aurora at 9 p.m.
And at the Fireside Grill on the 14th, they'll have live music with Jimmy Roberts, Justin Snow, Aaron Korpa, and special guest Daniel Park. This is from 7 to 11 p.m. And on the 22nd, they'll host karaoke with DJ Deb at 8.
Yeah, and then at Checo Brewing Company on the 14th, they've got Mike Powell. On the 15th, they got Lon Goddard. Both those are at 6. And on the 18th, they've got trivia going on at 5:30. All right. Hey, well, there you go. That's the music scene right there. And before we get going here, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Trike City Dispensary and the Oregon South Coast Fishermen, otherwise known as the Castaways, for sponsoring the Insider Report. Thank you very much. We couldn't do it without you. And if you'd like to sponsor the Insider Report or another fine show on KCIW, all you have to do is go to kciw.org. And hey, if you want to be a volunteer, if you want to have your own show, if you want to do any kind of behind the scenes here with us, all you got to do is go to kciw.org and it'll get you on your way. And also, if you're out there and you want your music on the music schedule, if you're an individual artist or somebody out there who has music going on at their establishment, all you got to do is contact me at captaincurry541@gmail.com. That's right, full spelling. Okay, now it's time for Cat's Corner with Catlin Temple.
Well, this week's Cat's Corner piece is a piece from my personal archives. I didn't get around to airing it last fall, but I think that mushroom hunting enthusiasts might appreciate it nonetheless. So I used to be a far more avid hiker than I am now. I was never the sort to scale mountains, but when I was in high school, I made a point to hit just about every available trail between Crescent City and Gold Beach on a regular basis. And my stepfather has an affinity for mushroom picking. In the fall, I would keep an eye out for the rippling, buttery orange caps and funnel-like stalks of chanterelles along the path. And though it's a topic of lively debate among some mushroom harvesters, he always encouraged me to carry a pocket knife and to harvest them by cutting them at the base in order to avoid disturbing the mycelium network beneath the earth. I have to say, I see now that his advice about the pocket knife was probably less about the finer points of mushroom harvesting and more about the fact that I was a teenage girl who insisted on solo hikes to clear my head. But whether it's for protection or utility, solo or not, his wisdom stuck, and I still carry one on the trails with me to this day. He also advised me to only take a few from a cluster at a time, so wildlife and other foragers wouldn't miss out on the bounty. And in the right places, I was hardly denying myself by skipping every other patch on the path. At the chanterelle's peak season, I would sometimes manage to fill the paper lunch sack I carried with me after spending less than half a mile on the trail. It was soothing to press aside ferns and dip my fingers into the pine mulch, soft and fragrant after a stretch of rain. I learned to scan the path and look for the brighter details in the sea of South Coast greenery, and I was rarely disappointed when I made a point to take a slower pace and to walk with searching eyes. My stepfather's chanterelle specialty is a creamy mushroom soup. Mine is an original recipe I call fall ravioli, homemade pasta stuffed with a filling of blended chanterelles and acorn squash, seasoned with sage butter and white pepper. For the 3 or so years I spent as a vegetarian, fall foraging livened up my usual fare of lentils, brown rice, and tofu, and made me feel connected with the land in a way I never quite learned to appreciate before life got too busy for near daily hikes on the beach. It reinforced the notion that if you pay attention and listen to the earth, then sustenance can be found at our fingertips. Peak chanterelle season is only a few months long, but when I do hit the trails these days, that never stops me from pausing every 100 yards or so and scanning the ground around my feet. In his own subtle ways, my stepfather taught me long ago not to see the forest for the trees, because by simply taking a moment to look downward, you never know when you'll find treasure amongst the roots.
All right. Well, there you go. Yeah, a bunch of mushroom enthusiasts around here. All kinds of mushroom things going on. And I'm not one of them. So
you're not a mushroom fan?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, you know, but everybody around here is really into it. I know. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I guess it's... they're out there. They're bountiful out here in this area.
Indeed,
so,
man, they are.
You know,
yeah,
I
yeah.
guess I'm missing out on something. But, you know, there you go. More for the animals. They can have my share.
More for the enthusiasts.
Yeah,
yes,
the enthusiasts. They can
right.
have my share. I'm free with that stuff. Just never could get into it. Yeah, but, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff going. In fact, it's on the cover of the Insider, the new edition coming out. It'll be on the cover. Is the fungi thing going on at the theater here coming up. So, yeah. All right. Well, let's see. 2020 Hog Kickstart Free Breakfast Special. Let's see, they got their breakfast meetings going on 9 a.m. at third Saturday each month at the Beachfront Bistro and Harbor. This is including 50-50 drawings and prizes and planning motorcycle rides and some great motorcycle fellowship. For information, you can contact Dale Baker at 541-412-7435 or go to dalebaker@charter.net.
And the Oregon South Coast Fishermen invite the public to join them at their monthly meetings held on the third Wednesday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Checo Community Public Library's conference room. More information can be found at OregonSouthCoastFishermen.com.
Hey, Tuesday line dancing at the Grange. That's right. Every Tuesday they have absolute beginners going on from 10 a.m. to 10:45. And then high beginners to low intermediate starts at 11 to 11:45. And then high beginners and intermediate to advanced levels are 6 p.m. to 7:30. There's a fee. For more info, you can call 707-218-7598.
And now it's time for Funny Stuff with Cousin Bruce.
Yeah, hey, here's some good stuff from comedian actress Tina Fey. She said, "Say yes, you'll figure it out afterwards." There you go. Confidence is 10% hard work and 90% delusion. I would not trade any of my features for anybody else's. I wouldn't trade the small, thin-lipped mouth that makes me resemble my nephew. I wouldn't even trade the acne scar on my right cheek because that recurring zit spent more time with me in college than any boy ever did. Tina Fey, right? And their last one is, some people say, never let them see you cry. I say, if you're so mad you could just cry, then cry. It terrifies everyone. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this funny stuff from Tina Fey with Cousin Bruce. Until next time. Keep smiling.
And the Checo Pelican Players are presenting Almost Maine. This is a modern romantic comedy by playwright John Cariani. Welcome to Almost Maine, a place that's so far north, it's almost not in the United States. One cold, clear winter night, as the northern lights hover in the star-filled sky above, the residents of Almost Maine find themselves falling in and out of love in unexpected and hilarious ways. Knees are bruised, hearts are broken, but the bruises heal and the hearts mend almost in this delightful midwinter night's dream. Almost Maine opened February 7th at the Checo Playhouse, 1240 Checo Avenue in Brookings. Performances will run for the next 2 weekends, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Tickets are $12 for adults and $6 for students. They're available at Wright's Custom Framing and at the door. And for reservations, you can call 541-661-4237. And I would also like to say, too, this next coming Friday performance, the 14th of February, is a fundraiser for Oasis Shelter and Advocacy. So it is a special Valentine's fundraiser performance, and 100% of ticket proceeds will be donated to them at the end of the night.
So, very cool.
Something to keep an eye out there for if you're looking for something to do for Valentine's
Day. Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, and Swakopmund Beyond has a lecture series going on, and their February schedule is on the 13th from 3 to 4:30. They have the Science of Climate Change. And on the 18th at 6 p.m., they have Joseph Tremonti, Sasquatch, and the Wild Rivers Coast. And on the 19th at noon, Swakopmund Beyond India Potluck. You're invited to bring a dish from India for the potluck and to share your experiences in India, verbally via USB slideshow or visual display. And then on Thursday, February 20th from 3 to 4:30, the Science of Climate Change once again. Okay.
And looking at some February events for the Cheko Community Public Library, between the 11th and the 26th of this month, the library will be featuring a poster display highlighting propaganda and the effects of World War I in memory of the Battle of Verdun, which took place 104 years ago. On the 11th of February at 11 a.m., they have a wire-wrapped jewelry presentation. Join Brookings local Dorothy Power Marshall as she gives a presentation on her jewelry-making skills. It's amazing to see her turn metal twine and locally gathered stones into amazing works of art. On the 12th, 19th, and 26th of this month at 1 p.m., they have a World War I docuseries. For the last 3 weeks, the library will be playing series covering the major events of World War I. And then on the 12th, on the subject will be causes and rise to World War I. On the 19th, the subject will be the full effect of war on Europe. And on the 26th, the subject will be the end of World War I. On the 21st, at 3:30, they also have an Underground Railroad documentary. In honor of Black History Month, the library will be putting on a free showing of The William Still Story, a documentary that covers the near-forgotten story of a hero of the Underground Railroad and his determination to reunite runaway slaves with the other free members of their families. And for more information about events at the Cheko Community Public Library, you can contact them at 541-469-7738. Or go online to checkolibrary.org.
Oh, yeah. And then Elk Valley Casino on the 14th, they're having a Valentine's Day dinner from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. This Valentine's Day, they'll be having a prime rib special. You can make plans to grab your sweetie, a friend, or just come alone. No reservations are needed. It's dine-in only and while supplies last. And on the 22nd, they've got a quarter craze benefit auction for Del Norte Sunrise Rotary. This is happening at 5 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. They're fundraising to benefit local scholarships and youth activities. You can join them for fun, a night of bidding for just 1, 2, and 3 quarters. Bring a can of dog food for a chance at the magic paddle. This is for ages 18 and over.
And the Lucky 7 Casino on the 14th are having their Valentine's Day dinner with New York Steak and Lobster. This will take place from 5 to 10 p.m. Also at 7 p.m., they'll host Joe the Band, a Billy Joel tribute experience. You can call 707-487-7777 for more info.
That's right. A lot of sevens there. Hey, Gypsy's February schedule on the 15th at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. They'll have Jennifer Schmidt. She will be doing a workshop on Lightworker Awakening. This class will include tools, techniques, activations, and meditations to immediately shift you into your next level of healing, awareness, and beingness. There is a cost for this class. Also on the 15th at 5:30 to 8:30, Strung with Love, the Art of Making and Using Your Own Prayer Mala Workshop. This workshop will be facilitated by Sue Robson. There's a cost for this class. And on the 28th, 6 p.m., come to Gypsies for the Mindful Meditation with Rosa. You use the side door 541A on this one. For any information, you can call Gypsies at 541-813-1882.
And now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right. Good day, Cat. Good day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Here's a few tidbits on some of our presidents. Did you know that George Washington had bank? Research from Wall Street 24/7 listed Washington as the wealthiest president of all time, with assets worth more than $500 million. John Adams died on the same day as his arch rival, Thomas Jefferson. They both passed away on July 4th at 1826. Did you know that Thomas Jefferson invented the swivel chair? James Madison weighed less than the average American teenage girl, and he was only 5'4" tall, and he weighed under 100 pounds. James Monroe has a capital named after him, It's the capital of Liberia, Monrovia. Was named after Monroe after he worked with the American Colonization Society to help create a state where freed slaves could live. John Quincy Adams, he was a free spirit and was a fan of skinny dipping. During his presidency, the old John would be out there skinny dipping in the lake every once in a while. There you go. Andrew Jackson's bird had a potty mouth. He taught his parrot how to curse to the extent that the parrot had to be removed from the president's funeral because it was cursing too much. Well, that's one way to leave a legacy. And Martin Van Buren may have started a popular phrase. Van Buren was raised in Kinderhook, New York, and his nickname was Old Kinderhook. A popular hypothesis is that the colloquial saying OK stems from the OK clubs that begin in support of his election campaign. Well, I hope we got through it and you enjoy this bit of weird history with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Until next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird.
I was wondering how many presidents in you were going to go and whether we were going to hear that reference to William Taft getting stuck in the bathtub.
Yeah, there's okay, yeah.
Yeah, there's so many.
There were so many. There. I guess yeah. The presidents are colorful. They can be, I tell you.
All right. Well, the CHECO Activity Center is having a volunteer training and opportunities event on the 15th of February from 2 to 4 p.m. This is a volunteer training and networking opportunity. Whether you already volunteer or are just interested in learning about the various volunteer opportunities at the Senior Center, they welcome your participation in this event. This is Saturday, February 15th from 2 to 4. Join them to share your volunteer skills and or learn some new ones and network with other volunteers that help keep the center full of activities for everyone and continue providing services to seniors in the community. Tea party snacks and beverages will be provided.
Yeah, actually, there was another president, I can't remember which one, that was caught skinny dipping, and A lady wanted to get a bill passed or something, and she actually knew the only way to get a hold of him because he wouldn't talk to her or something happened. She couldn't get into the White House. She met him down there, right there. So what a way to talk to the president.
I
huh?
suppose. That's accessibility.
Yeah, that was a good one. I did that one of the Mysteries of the Museum thing type of shows. Yeah, pretty funny. Hey, the Manly Arts Center at 433 Oak Street in Brookings is on the 16th. They're having a 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. hand knitting for beginners. Learn to cast on, knit stitch, purl stitch, binding off, and how to read a pattern. They advise you bring a pair of straight needles, 7/8 or 9 wooden needles are recommended. Also, notebook, pencil, and scissors. There's a charge for this class. You can call 541-469-1807 for that.
And Ambiance by the Sea is having their Springing into Craft classes. On Tuesday, February 18th, they'll host Handcrafted Soaps by Karen. On the 19th, Kelp Creations by Cheryl. On the 20th, Painting Glass and Tile by Michelle. All classes are in the evening from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. There is a cost for each class. Wine and appetizers will be included. You can register and prepay all classes and get more information at 541-254-4097.
Hey, you want to learn about the Census 2020? Well, then you got to go to the Curry Public Library in Gold Beach, which incidentally I went to for the first time a couple weeks ago. Very nice, very nice
yes,
library.
Yes,
very cool.
Their new addition there is quite yes. the impressive building. Yes.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Well, on the 19th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., they'll have Learn About the Census. Being counted in the census means access to private and public resources and translates to dollars for your child's school district, critical public services like roads, hospitals, services for families, children, and emergency services. The speaker will be James Graham, a partnership specialist, U.S. Census Bureau. Information will be shared also about outreach to the hard-to-count population, as well as a table set up with information on census enumerator positions. This is hosted by the League of Women Voters, Curry Public Library, and Wild Rivers Connect.
And the CHECO Brewing Co. is having an Empty Bowls Curry County fundraiser. This program benefits food insecurity programs in Curry County. This is on the 20th from 6 to 9 p.m. This $50 ticket includes a handmade ceramic bowl, local soup tastings, light appetizers, homemade bread, and non-alcoholic beverages. There's also a no-host bar. For tickets or donations, you can go to www.emptybowlscurry.brownpapertickets.com.
Yeah, and at the Pistol River Concert Series going on, they've got a special consensus. This is on the 22nd at 8 p.m. Special Consensus is a superb bluegrass outfit in a classic vein, but with more than enough modern sensibilities to attract every ear in this now pleasantly fractionating, huh? They're saying they came up with a word there, fractionating genre. That's the vocals are spotless. The playing is shiny as a newly minted penny. And music like this is the reason people come to love bluegrass. Tickets are available for $20 online or at Go Beach Books and Wright's Custom Framing. For information, you can call 541-247-2848.
And the Seroptimist International of Brookings, Oregon are hosting their 14th annual Community Baby Shower. They will be collecting donations at Fred Meyer. The event is on the 22nd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Babies aren't just born into a family, they're new members of our community. While we can't change the difficult circumstances they may inherit, we can offer them a warm welcome into our community by providing basics that will get their lives off to a good start. Your generous support will make a huge impact on their lives. Donations are only used in our local community and are dispersed through WIC, Community Action, Oasis House, Pregnancy Care Center, and Healthy Families Oregon. They will be assembling baby boxes at the Driftwood Estates Rec Room on the 29th of February from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, you can contact brookingsbabies@gmail.com or call Debbie Grisham at 541-813-1743.
Yeah, and coming up this month, West Coast Adventures is presenting Coastal Legends. This will be at the Event Center in Gold Beach. Fogline and Benton Blount live in concert on the 28th. It'll be a Showcase Shakedown talent search at 4 p.m. on the 29th. They're open at 10 a.m. and a Kids Epic Adventure Quest will begin at 11 a.m. This is a fun event for the entire family. Tickets on sale now at Great American Smokehouse and Seafood and online at www.wcadventure.com. And here we're getting close to the end here, but I got to tell, I got some news here. I'd say real quick, Deanne's Tea Room is closing.
Oh.
Yes, after 38 years of serving the community, this local icon will be closing its doors for good on February 28th, 2020. Deanne, Barbara, and the rest of the crew would like to thank everybody for the many years of support and will miss all their customers dearly. They hope to see many of their diners return to say goodbye before they close, and if you're interested in purchasing any of the teapots they have decorated the shelves for years, you can do so. Yeah, and then in March, they will be selling off all the merchandise in the building. So there you go. Deanne's Tea Room Cafe will be greatly missed. All right, we're getting towards the end here, and I want to give a shout-out to our fearless producers, Rose Weiss and Ray Gary, for all their great work making us look and sound good on the radio. That's it. We got no more. I want to thank you all for tuning into this week's Insider Report, and make sure and check out all the other great shows on the station that has the Pulse of Brookings Harbor, KCIWLP 100.7 FM. And then this week, you can tune into the Magical Musical History Tour as I set the spotlight on, hey, the first 50 Magical Musical History Tours. That's right, featuring artists and bands from the first 50 shows. You can see schedule for days and times and check out the other great programs, including the Insider Report on kciw.org. And hey, if you missed any part of this program or you want to check out last week's show, you can catch it by going to kciw.org and downloading the podcast. And you know, right before we go, I got a few seconds here. I just want to let everybody know, because I announced it last week, is due to circumstances, I will not be taking over the farmer's market. I thought it was available and it changed. It went back to not being available. So Chetco Brewing will be doing it again this year. So, hey, we'll see what happens in the future.
All right.
So I just wanted to say that. Until next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
Signing off, and keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey,
we'll see you out there. Bam!
All right.
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.